Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Friday, April 5th, and we start with local news. One person has died following a crash on Thursday morning. At 5:54 a.m. on Thursday, Maury County Fire Department was alerted to a two-vehicle head-on collision in the 1400 block of Tom J. Hitch Parkway. Units arrived and found one driver entrapped and one driver out of a vehicle in critical condition. The entrapped driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The Maury County Fire Department operated on scene for 1 hour and 45 minutes, performing extrication, clearing the road of an extensive debris field, and controlling fluid leaks on the roadway. The Maury County Sheriff's Office and Columbia Police Department closed Tom J. Hitch Parkway for approximately 3 hours to allow for accident investigation and cleanup to take place. The crash is under investigation. Mule Day in Columbia has officially begun as the festival's annual wagon train of mules, horses, and riders once again took the multi-day trek across the region and into Maury County Park. Mule Day's 50th anniversary and week-long festivities are highlighted by Saturday's parade, as well as popular events like the Liars Contest, dog shows, live music, and Keystone Mule competitions, food, and more. Though for many, the Mule Day wagon train is one of the most special and authentic events, which sets the mood, serving as a beacon signaling festival-goers that Mule Town fun has only just begun. This year's wagon train featured about 21 wagons, which traversed many miles, starting in Santa Fe on Monday. Organizers say that this year's trip went fairly smoothly, although Tuesday's inclement weather caused the train to stall for a day out of safety reasons for the riders and animals. The wagon train is definitely my favorite thing, as well as the parade. This year, we stayed in Santa Fe at the Coon Hunters Club, and we did 16 miles on Monday, wagon train director Mackenzie English said. With the risk of tornadoes on Tuesday, I didn't want all those people out with the possibility for that. We tried to keep everybody safe, she said. Though it's her first year as the wagon train director, English said her family has a long history with Mule Day going back to the 1970s. As a generational participant herself, part of the joy each year is seeing the tradition passed down to children and young people. Passing down that tradition is not only so they experience Mule Day as a youth, but that one day they too might find themselves carrying on the tradition of leading the annual wagon train into town. I want to keep it going and get more young people involved, she said. Tuesday's delay was only a minor setback, however, as the train resumed its path into Columbia, making its final destination at Maury County Park at about 3 p.m. on Wednesday. We hated not getting to ride Tuesday, but it's one of those unfortunate incidents that happens every once in a while, and it wouldn't be Mule Day without this kind of weather, Assistant Wagon Train Director Alan Poteet said. We're definitely excited about this year, especially once we get up here and everybody starts shuffling in this time of the week. It all starts filling up, he said. Poteet added that riding into the park in celebration of Mule Day's 50th anniversary since its 1974 revival has added an extra level of excitement, and this is just the beginning of what's bound to be a week of reunions, events, good food, and celebrating Mule Day's long-standing tradition. The 50th year on anything is always big, and I personally feel like it's a big thing for Mule Day, the wagon train, and Columbia, Poteet said. We were afraid for a time back when COVID made us not have it for a year or two, and we didn't know if they weren't going to have it anymore at all. Luckily, we're back on track and doing good, he said. For more information on this year's Mule Day, a schedule of events, and more, visit www.muleday.com. Yesterday, Joey's Italian Ice is opened in downtown Columbia. Our own Delk Kennedy stopped by the grand opening and spoke to proprietor Joey Curry about all the delicious products that they offer.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I am in downtown Columbia, Tennessee. I'm at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Joey's Italian Ices. I'm speaking with Joey Curry, who is the proprietor of Joey's Italian Ices. Joey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
tell me about Joey's Italian Ices.
Sure. So we offer Italian ice, homemade. We make it all here. We have 28 flavors. We have water ices and cream ices. If you're from up north or California, you'll know what water ice is. We make it in the same machine as ice cream, just without the dairy. So it's lighter, about half the calories. There's no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial flavors, and no dyes.
Tell me about the journey that brought you to Columbia and to open Joey's Italian Ices.
Yeah. So growing up in New York, it was a delicacy that we had fairly often. It was right around the corner from my house. And so just when we decided we wanted to move out of New York and start a family, start a business, we settled on this and realized it was something that wasn't in the area. And so we figured we could learn to make it and bring it and share it with people. And hopefully they'll enjoy it as much as we did.
Talk to me about your days and hours.
So we are open 7 days a week during our season, which is March to October. So Monday through Thursday, we're open 12 to 9, Friday, Saturday, 12 to 10, and Sunday, 12 to 8.
Now, for more information, Facebook page, website, what will those be?
Sure. Facebook and Instagram is at Joey's Italian Ices, and website is joeysitalianices.com.
Now, is your wife in the business with you as well?
Yeah, my wife is as well.
Tell me her name.
Her name is Kristen.
And how old are your children?
He is 1 and a half.
There we go. Welcome to Columbia. All right. Again, Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Joey's Italian Ices right here in downtown Columbia, Tennessee. Again, Joey and Kristen Curry, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
A temporary solution to Maury County's desire for an impact fee moved a step closer to final passage in the General Assembly. House Bill 2426, previously touted by Representative Scott Sapicki as a compromise with builders and realtors, was approved by a House subcommittee without opposition when it was heard by the Finance, Ways and Means Committee at its April 2nd meeting, and will now be taken up for consideration on the floor on April 11th. The bill would allow counties that meet specific criteria, which includes Maury, to temporarily increase their adequate facilities tax on new residential and commercial construction up to $1.50 per square foot. Such changes would require a two-thirds vote of the county's legislative body in two consecutive meetings. After 4 years, a county could increase the adequate facilities tax by up to 10%, again by a two-thirds vote. Maury County's current rates are 50 cents per square foot for residential construction and 30 cents for non-residential. County officials have said Maury County is losing out on millions of dollars in revenue and suffering as a result. Eligible counties would be those which saw a 20% increase in population between the 2010 U.S. Census and the 2020 Census, or those which saw a 9% increase over the last 4 years as determined by a special census. A county could use annual census estimates to maintain eligibility if it fits one of the initial criteria. Maury County saw a 24.7% increase in its population from 2010 to 2020, according to the U.S. Census numbers. The most recent census estimate had the county's population on July 1st of 2023 at 110,760, or 9.69% increase in that three-year span. House Bill 2426 makes changes to the County Powers Relief Act to further assist counties financially. Bill sponsor Representative Tim Hicks, a Republican from Gray, told the Finance, Ways and Means Subcommittee during its March 27th meeting. "All we're doing is setting this up for the counties to be able to do this their way," he said. During questioning, the subcommittee was advised by legal counsel that a county's changes to its adequate facilities tax would have to be at two regularly scheduled meetings and that a called meeting could not be utilized. Initially, the bill was written to apply to Maury, Montgomery, Rutherford, Williamson, and Wilson counties. Representative Sam Whitson of Franklin asked if Williamson could be removed via amendment and was told by Representative Hicks that, as amended, both Williamson and Wilson counties would be removed. Those counties currently are Rutherford, Sumner, Trousdale, Maury, and Montgomery counties, Hicks said in referring to which counties would be eligible under the bill if ultimately approved. Also on March 27th, the Senate State and Local Government Committee approved its version of the bill by a 7-2 vote, moving it forward to the Chamber's Finance, Ways and Means Committee. Adam Lowe, a Republican from Calhoun, and Sarah Kyle, a Democrat from Memphis, voted against the bill. Another amendment would limit the ability of a commercial building to be taxed to 150,000 square feet, regardless of its ultimate size. That concession was made in order to get the builders on board, noted Senator Shane Reeves, who is sponsoring the bill in the Senate. When the Senate Finance, Ways and Means Committee will take up the bill is not immediately known. Local officials, including County Mayor Sheila Butt, have said House Bill 2426 would help, but is only a temporary fix to a long-term problem. The legislation simply gives local government elected officials one option to help pay for growth. I am convinced that if we can't get more buy-in to our community from developers, that the quality of life for all of Maury Countyans will suffer, Mayor Butt said in a previous statement. A ceremony was held on Saturday, March 16th at Mount Pleasant Middle School's auditorium for five of Mount Pleasant's most distinguished educators, each of whom bore a connection to the Clark Training School. The event was organized by Jeffrey Webster. The crowd included some of the countless students these teachers impacted, as well as the teachers' families. Part of the beauty of the event came from how much of the community supported these women. Irish Jean Mays, Ella Chavers, L. Marsha Armstrong, Ruth Harwell, and Curtis Karen Lockridge. The Clark Hill Training School was the Mount Pleasant area's African-American school during the days of segregation and operated from 1922 until 1969. Two themes that were consistent when each of the women spoke were faith and perseverance. Mays began her speech with a strong proclamation of faith and spoke on how she was raised by her grandmother and her four aunts after her mother had passed away when Mays was just 7 years old. She stated, "Without those four ladies, there is no history for me." After thanking her family, Mays expressed gratitude to the teachers at Clark who molded her into who she is today. They included M.S. Phillip, who taught her to read her first book, M.S. Feld, who pulled her aside and taught her the spiritual hymn, "I Come to the Garden Alone," and M.S. Johnson, who encouraged her to write her poetry, as she still does to this day. Mays has written many poems for people who were in the audience. She said these gifts of steadfast faith and exuberant perseverance make her who she is today, and they were given to her within the walls of Clark School. Chavers began with a proclamation of faith and thanked God for all he has done for her and all he is currently doing in her life. "Never would have made it without God," she said. Each of the teachers consistently noted that when the waves of racism pulled onto them, what kept them grounded was faith. An old John H. Yeats hymn was referenced that rings true to the stories of these women. "Faith is the victory," which in its refrain states, "Faith is the victory that overcomes the world." Marsha Armstrong was a graduate of Tennessee State University in 1968 and later attended Middle Tennessee State University for graduate school, which she used to grow herself as an educator. She highlighted her upbringing in the Sandy Hook Colored School and thanked teachers like Freda Rogers for inspiring her to become an educator. Armstrong had extreme resilience in the face of racism as she pushed through and gained her degree. She cited Charles Albert Tinley's famous gospel hymn, "We Shall Overcome," which states in part, "O deep in the heart, I believe we shall overcome." She noted that it was the boldness to stare oppressive forces in the face and tell them that you have the faith to overcome them that helped lead to what were then radical changes in communities. Lockridge is known to several generations of families in Maury County, as she taught ELA for several years. She began her teaching career at such a young age that she had two sisters who were still in school, one in the eighth grade and the other a high school senior. She stated that she knew her time for teaching was up when a student said, "My Nana said you taught her." Lockridge said she was offered to leave teaching altogether at one point and stayed because of her love of the profession. Through her perseverance and dedication to education, she has inspired many generations of students to become who they are today and has laid the educational groundwork for many young writers in Maury County. Harwell, when asked what her advice was to the future generations of teachers, she said, "We need to put more emphasis on education. That's what we need to succeed." Each of the ladies noted a society that deemed the suffering of black and brown individuals something of the past and that it is increasingly important to teach the next generation that we are not that far removed. "We will succeed if the children know of the great leaders like Fred Hampton, Angela Davis, and John Lewis. While the kids often learn about Martin Luther King Jr., it is important to know more leaders in the struggle for freedom," she stated. Columbia State Community College's Columbia campus is excited to announce summer camps for 2024. The Game Design Unity Camp will run from June 10th through the 14th for rising 6th through 8th grade students. Campers will craft virtual worlds, master optimization techniques, and bring their video games to life with sounds and animations. you can join us for an adventure in creativity and technology. The Rhythm Retreat Music Camp will run from June 24th through the 27th for rising 4th through 6th graders. Student participants will experience drumming, comprehend new piano skills, enjoy music games, and take part in choral singing. Innovate and Illuminate will run from July 8th through the 12th for rising 6th through 8th graders. Participants will learn to make fun and useful projects using the fundamentals of circuit building and microcontroller programming. For more information on all of the summer camps at Columbia State and to register, visit www.campusce.net/Columbia State. Murray the Mule is lost in Murray County, and we need your help to find him. Find Murray the Mule hidden in businesses across Murray County for a chance to win $500 and other great prizes. Murray Alliance's annual Where's Murray the Mule Shop Local Passport Adventure is happening right now. The rules are simple. Pick up a passport, find Murray the Mule hidden in as many businesses as possible, and turn your passport in at the Murray Alliance office by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. Share your adventure on social media using the hashtag MurrayTheMule so everyone can follow along. This year's event was made possible by the generosity of Harman Scrap Metal in Columbia. Harman Scrap Metal is a premier scrap metal recycling company and has been family-owned and operated since 1985. Learn more by visiting www.harmanscrapmetal.com. The Murray County Clerk's Office can now help residents with renewals of license plates or placards each Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Murray County Senior Center, located at 1020 Murray County Park Drive. Please drive around the back of the building and look for the car tag renewal sign near the back door. Forms of payment include credit card and debit card or check. No cash will be accepted at that location. Any Murray County resident can use this office. All other transactions will still need to be done through the main office located at 10 Public Square in downtown Columbia. Also, you can renew online by visiting www.tncountyclerk.com or at kiosks in Spring Hill City Hall or Mount Pleasant Courthouse. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mrs. Lavinia Clark Bell, 83, a resident of Columbia, passed away Wednesday, April 3rd at Murray Regional Medical Center. Funeral services will be conducted on Sunday, April 7th at 1 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Rose Hill Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Sunday from 12 to 1 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Mrs. Lydia Kathy McDade Foster, 70, a resident of Columbia, died Wednesday, April 3rd at NHC Healthcare Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Monday, April 8th at 1 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Pleasant Garden Cemetery in Summertown. The family will visit with friends on Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the funeral home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer. And why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours, and we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have a mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 59 degrees. Winds will be out of the north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect some clouds with scattered frost possible. The low will be 32 degrees with light and variable winds. For your Mule Day weekend forecast, we will see mostly sunny skies on Parade Day with a high of 64. Saturday night, we will be mostly clear with a low of 40. On Sunday, we warm up considerably with a mix of sun and cloudy skies and a high of 77 degrees. Winds will blow out of the south-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. On Sunday night, we'll have some rain showers coming in with a low of 57 degrees. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt, and I want to welcome you to one of the most fun and exciting weeks in Columbia in Maury County, known as the Mule Capital of the World. This year's Mule Day events have evolved from Breeders' Day, which was a one-day livestock show and mule marketing event in the 1840s. It has now become an almost week-long celebration that begins with a wagon train and includes craft shows, old-fashioned log pulling, bluegrass music, a nationally recognized state auctioneer contest, a liars contest, and a Mule Day parade on Saturday at 11. All of this and more is presided over by a lovely Mule Day queen and her court. In Maury County, we value our community traditions and faith, family, and freedom. We also have a strong team of people here pulling together. We're Team Maury, and we're glad you're here. Make yourself at home and enjoy the festivities with all of us.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. The Williamson County Parks and Recreation Department announced that the 38th Annual Tennessee Renaissance Festival will take place May 4th through the 27th. The event, which takes place at Castle Park in Arrington, will be open every Saturday and Sunday in May, as well as on Memorial Day. The festival hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Parking is free, and the parking gates open at 8 a.m., with ticket scanning beginning at 9. General admission tickets are $25 for adults, $5 for children ages 3 to 12, and free for children ages 2 and younger. Royal Court passes will be on sale until April 22nd and will cost $200, while season passes will be on sale until May 3rd at $100. Both are good for admission on all 9 days of the event. Tickets can be purchased at www.tnrenfest.com. As we embark on another year hosting the Tennessee Renaissance Festival, we are excited to welcome everyone back to the festival grounds at Castle Park. Williamson County Parks Department Director Gordon Hampton said in a news release, "Our staff has worked tremendously hard on updating sections of the park and adding new experiences to this time-honored, beloved event. We look forward to seeing you this spring at the Tennessee Renaissance Festival," he said. According to the release, attendees will travel back to 16th century England, where the village of Covington Glen comes alive with the bustle of a Renaissance marketplace. The festival will feature the usual attractions such as jousting, knife throwing, tea time, and meet and greets with the Queen and a variety of medieval food and crafts. This year's event will also have several new additions, including a role-playing game experience and the Queen's Promenade, an exquisite dance course designed for the distinguished few who wish to master the art of Regency dance. For detailed information on this year's festival, admission options, and to purchase tickets, visit www.tnrenfest.com. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Minutes matter when you call 911 for a heart attack, and Murray Regional Health is ready to care for you. Utilizing the state-of-the-art cardiac cath lab at Murray Regional Medical Center, our team of expert cardiologists and experienced clinical professionals are equipped to investigate heart conditions quickly and perform life-saving interventional procedures. Go to murrayregional.com/heart to learn more. And remember, always dial 911 when you or someone near you is experiencing heart attack symptoms. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and our final story. The 50th annual Mule Day will kick into full force starting Friday with events happening in and around Murray County Park. This includes some of the long-standing traditional mule shows and competitions, as well as live music and other events, with the annual Mule Day Parade taking place starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday in the heart of downtown Columbia. Be sure not to miss some of Mule Day's annual favorites, such as the State Auctioneers Contest, the Liars Contest, even cowboy-style line dancing on Saturday night. In addition to this weekend's main Mule Day events, the annual festival will also include other events such as First Fridays, where downtown shops will be open late. For the full schedule of this year's Mule Day events, visit www.muleday.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back on Monday to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great Mule Day.